Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we got to talk a little Padre base. This is a big day. Anytime the Padres play the Dodgers, it's just a little bit different day, a little more bounce in your step. And we bring in the number 35, the left-hander Randy Jones, as we get ready for Paddock Kershaw tonight right here on 97.3 The Fan. Randy, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Coach. Yeah, looking forward to this evening's game. Should be a good one.
Hey, I don't know if you've had a chance. I know you're out and about this morning. I know you always listen to our station when you're out and about, but I don't know if you've heard my question this morning. And I want to pose it to you, and I'd like you to share in this with me. You know, if you had a chance to have dinner with three people in the sports world. Of course, you were a big part of the sports world back in the middle to late 70s and early 80s as a major league player. And I know you've had dinner with, you know, hundreds of different sports figures. But if you could sit down one night just at your leisure and invite three people, past or present, to the sports world, who would you like to sit down and have dinner with and chat with?
Wow. You know, I think I hadn't really thought about that. I stick to baseball. You know, of course, that's, you know, where my love is and stuff. So, right off the top of my head, I'm thinking I got to have Sandy Koufax there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, talk with him, no doubt. But, you know, then also I'd love to pick Warren Spawnspring.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm going to do that, then let's just keep a round table of pitching, and I think I'll invite Cy Young.
Oh, wow. Cy Young, 511 career victories. That record will never be touched.
That's what I mean, and I would love to hear stories about some of those years when he won 40 games and things like that. And that'd be kind of unique.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Well, hey, we got a great matchup tonight. I mean, so good that ESPN's picking it up and putting on their national broadcast tonight. Chris Paddock going against the great Clayton Kershaw tonight at Dodger Stadium. Best matchup in baseball and maybe as good a matchup as we've seen so far early in this season.
I really agree. I think we've had some unique matchups, but you know, I think the young pitching staff that we've got, Coach, we're going to get a lot of these matchups. And, you know, I think Chris Paddock, another start to find out where he's at. Where does he fit in all this? I know that we procrastinate what we've seen, you know, but this is a pretty good Dodger lineup. And I think it's going to be a real test for Chris Paddock and a good chance for him to measure up. And that's what's important about it.
Randy Jones joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline as we get ready for Padres-Dodgers tonight. Hey, you know, I didn't have you on last week, but what did you make out of Paddock, you know, kind of calling out Pete Alonso from the New York Mets? What was your take on that?
No, I don't have a problem with it. That's the young man's fired up. You know, he's got a lot of confidence in himself. And it's kind of a pleasure to see. I mean, you could that might need to be a little bit, you know, discretionary, you know, go moving forward. But right now, with the youth and the adrenaline, I kind of understand it. But I see that leveling off at a point here in sometime this season. But, you know, I just like his fire and what he brings to the mound when he goes out there. I love it.
Randy, do you think Andy Green or maybe even A.J. Preller just tell him maybe to tone it down a little bit?
Not yet, but if he needs to be, I'm sure that neither one of those guys are going to be, you know, shy about the whole idea. I don't think you're doing yourself any favors by doing that. He'll hear that maybe at the right time, but I think right now it might be a little bit refreshing for all of us, Coach, to see a little bit of that fire.
Well, and you know what? We've been waiting for you, and I've been waiting a long time to see some fire and guys come out and you know, get after and get their uniform dirty.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. You know, and it puts a smile on my face. But hey, you got to, you know, you're going to do that. You got to step up. You got to match the fire. And so far, this young man has delivered, and he's going to need that, you know, again tonight. I mean, he's just got to have really good command, which we've seen all together. But like I say, it's a real good test, I think, to see how he measures up against a solid hitting team that, hey, do they know how to hit? These guys definitely do, and they're all about power. You make a mistake, they're going to try to drive it. So he's got a challenge on his hand, but I think he's ready for it.
I can't wait for this ball game. I think it's going to be an awesome game. And the Padres, you know, even though Kershaw didn't get a loss down here, the Padres hit him pretty good that night, and they had a chance to take him out of the ball game. They couldn't quite get it done, and you know, the Dodgers hung around and eventually won that ball game on that Friday night, 4-3. We'll see what Kershaw brings to the table tonight. But I want to go back to the three games in Colorado, and I want to start off with Eric Lauer. I mean, he really got beat up in Colorado, and I know that's where, you know, he pitched. I think his major league debut was in Colorado, and he gave up a grand slam. But, man, he didn't look good the other day, and he hasn't looked all that great lately.
No, overall, and, you know, like we talked about, I mean, I did have a conversation with him about, you know, everything, kind of the same speed not as sharp as you need to be, but it's just like, it seems like the breaking ball and everything, that's about 84, then everything else is 92. Not a lot of disbursement as far as speeds and changing speeds. And he has a tendency to elevate in that fastball, you know, at inopportune times, I might say. And that's exactly, I think, what happened to him the other day, where he lost his release point and location. I'd like to see him do a little bit better job of showing quality pitches down the strike zone. And then if you want to work up from there, go right ahead. But I think you've got to establish down. You know, but also he needs to come up with that third pitch, that off-speed pitch, Coach, and have some confidence in it to show these hitters, two times through the lineup, yeah, if he's hitting a good spot, he's going to be fine, but he won't see the third time through the lineup if he doesn't get that third pitch.
Yeah, Eric Lauer right now sitting at 2-4 with a 5.75 ERA. You got to get that thing down. He needs to start working on it immediately. Saturday, I thought Joey Lucchesi really looked as good as I've seen him all year. I know in the first couple of starts this year, you know, he went out there and threw goose eggs up, and then he's gone through a real tailspin, but he looked on point the other day.
Yeah, I think he established that right in the first inning, Coach. You're watching him. You know, good quality strikes, you know, early, down in the strike zone, you know, changing speeds, but really, really effective down, you know, and I just thought he did a great job doing that, and he needs to do that. And then all of a sudden, the second time through the lineup, he can elevate a little bit and do some different things, but he has so many different speeds. I think he's really, really effective as long as he's not getting behind hitters. He gets back, you know, 3-1, 2-0, it's not good. He's not effective that way. He's got to stay ahead in the count.
Nick Margavich is through on Sunday, you know, really got behind the eight ball early in the game, hung in there for five innings, giving up eight hits and five earned runs, couple of long balls. He's sitting at 2-4 right now in a 4-14. I know he hasn't pitched great lately, but I really like this guy.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you get a little bit of patience with the young man, I think he's still getting the feel, but I do like him. You know, it's all about mistakes, and we talk about that, and that's what these young guys got to learn. You don't get away with mistakes at this level. You know, might have in the minor leagues a little bit, but, you know, mistakes are hit pretty hard up on this level, and I think he's learning that, going through a little bit of that right now, but you know, the way he can change speeds, and like I say, I like him because he's a couple of notches below average speed. Yeah, that makes him a little effective in a unique way. And he needs to take better advantage of that. I don't think he does a good job doing that.
Well, that's something at 22 years of age and only pitching one game above A-ball in his career before breaking into the big leagues. It's a work in progress, but you know what? When you're the fifth starter in the rotation, that's okay. I'd rather see a kid like Margavich make this start right now every fifth day than some 37-year-old veteran that's trying to hang on by, you know, a string.
I agree 100%. I mean, this is what he's learning. He's, you know, testing the waters every fifth or sixth day, and I love seeing it. And that's what it's all about. They got to continue, you know, with this right now. And you know, like I say, the bullpen's, you know, right now maybe that thing. They've just pitched so much, and they're gonna pitch quite a bit. So you're gonna have to see some adjustments coming out of that bullpen, you know, if they're gonna stay in some of these games.
Randy, it looks like for the time being, and we'll see tonight, I would imagine Ian Kinsler is going to be back in the lineup, but Greg Garcia getting some starts over the weekend in the leadoff spot and actually doing a very nice job.
Yeah, and he looks really good. He's always prepared every single day. We know that, Coach. And, you know, right now, I mean, Andy Green's got to go with that hot hand until we get, you know, Tatis back. And, You know, and right now, and like I say, Ian Kinsler's, you know, he's done up the Ian Kinsler quality type, you know, day in and day out play. But, you know, the professional's going to work very hard at it. But he's been scuffling here in the National League the first couple of months.
It'd be nice if the Padres could go in there and steal two from the Dodgers and come home. They got four against the Pirates. They got three against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Because right now, they're sitting in third place. They're four games back. And you have to at least stay in contact with the Dodgers. You go back... You know, if you drop two and you're all of a sudden you're back six games, boy, going against and trying to get back against the Dodgers is going to be awful tough. So these games are huge, I think.
Yeah, I think they're very, very important, no doubt. You know, especially within, 10 days, you've got, two of your division team you're going to be playing against, just like in the Colorado series. And you got to take advantage, especially you can take two out of three in L.A., coach, and come back home. You know, you got to take advantage when you're back at home. But I think it's all going to boil down to, on the mound, on the hump. I mean, some of these young guys, they got to step up, be able to, maybe get into deep into the sixth or seventh inning, and give that bullpen a little bit of a rest. And, they need to dominate. If we're going to stay, in contention, it's going to come from the mound.
Hey, Randy, last question, and I'll let you get out of here because we're getting to the bottom of the hour. Craig Stammen, he's really having a tough go of it right now. I mean, it seems like every game he comes in, he finds a way to give up a run, whether it's a long ball or a couple of hits, a walk, a double. I mean, he's really scuffling right now.
Yeah, and he's got to figure that out, Coach. I think, he's got good movement on the baseball, but it might be sequence of pitches. You got to change it up a little bit. I mean, this league has seen an awful lot of him, day in and day out. And I think, number one, like you said, he's always talked about his good mechanics and being able to duplicate, but a little bit of inconsistency. I think he's made some pretty good pitches, and he's gotten burned on them and given up runs here and there. So he's got to do a little bit better job by maybe setting up these right and left-handed hitters up. He's not doing a good job right now doing that.
All right, Randy, have a great day and enjoy the ball game tonight. I know I will.
I know, Coach. Look forward to talking about this when we get done.
Sounds good. Take care, Randy.
Thanks, Coach.
There you go. Randy Jones joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. And remember, SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at SDCCU.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.